You fell in love with her on Saturday Night Live. She's got a brand new holiday album entitled Sugar and Booze. And she mentioned on Jimmy Kimmel Live that it is indeed sweaty ball season.
Do you love Christmas? Is this why you recorded this?
I love, you know, it's sweaty ball season. So
oh, that's right. Yeah, right.
The balls are high.
Anna Gasteyer, happy holidays. You know, I need to ask you, when you're at a grocery store, do people still yell out sweaty balls?
They do. You know where they yelled it at me was at the Sox game. When I did Elphaba there at the Oriental, I played Elphaba and Wicked for a long time in Chicago.
Right.
And my colleague Kay Reinders and I sang the anthem at the Sox game, and I was so nervous because I was singing the anthem, and I took a deep breath, and then somebody screamed out sweaty balls, like right in that moment.
Those are the Southsiders right there, Anna. You should
expect. They took care of me. They put me right back where I belonged.
One of the things about sweaty balls I have to mention is you didn't crack up during that skit, which is completely amazing.
Yeah, I'm a very... When I get in character, I don't fool around. Because if it's going to ruin the joke, I don't like to laugh.
Okay.
You know, I feel like I'd rather make the thing work, you know?
Gotcha. Did you grow up singing Christmas carols in your family?
Yeah, I did. I grew up with a ton of music. And I was actually a voice major up at Northwestern, and then that's how I found comedy. Because I went there, and I got involved with the improv scene there, and I fled the music school and ended up just pursuing comedy, but then, you know, went my way back to music, and that's where we are now. We're kind of in the middle of it all, because jazz is both improvisational, as you know. That's
right.
My album. It's a nostalgic kind of throwbacky jazz sound, and it's fun, and it's loose, and it's lyrically driven, and it's not so serious, but it's still musical, which is a great combination of everything I do.
Well, I'm looking at your track list on your album. You got Sugar and Booze. You have
sure.
Nothing Rhymes with Christmas. I can't wait to hear that one. Maya Rudolph is on this album with you, right?
Yeah, so she came in to sing this. I wrote this very ridiculous song called Secret Santa, which is a woke anthem, if you will.
Okay.
And it's a kind of a Cuban, it's got a Cuban vibe to it, a retro-Cuban vibe. It's really fun. And so I wanted some sort of tight harmonies, and Maya's an amazing harmonizer amongst her other gifts, and so she agreed to do it, which was fantastic. Really fun.
Now, your album cover, Sugar and Booze, you're wearing a green dress, having a drink by the Christmas tree. What's in the glass?
Bourbon.
I like that.
It's the whiskey time of year. You got to drink warm things.
Is bourbon your go-to holiday cocktail?
You know, I'm not a real equal opportunity drinker. Lucky for me. But so it sort of depends. Sometimes I like to drink things like that are a little watered down so I can have a lot of them.
Right.
And sometimes I just want a nice warm beverage. It depends how cold it is.
Yes, it is cold here in Chicago.
Great. So I'm packing my flask.
Where did you live when you went to Northwestern?
Well, so I lived in Evanston the whole time.
Okay.
I was only up there for a full summer. I did one of Mary Zimmerman's shows at the Looking Glass Theater after one semester, and then I went to Los Angeles.
Got it. We're talking with Anna Gasteyer. Her new album is called Sugar and Booze. Do you have any Christmas traditions that you grew up with that you pass along to your kids? You have two kids, right?
Two kids who are going to literally get coal in their stockings because I'm so busy touring this record. Yeah, I mean, we are big fans of the traditional movies. I love White Christmas, and I love It's a Wonderful Life, of course.
Right.
We probably watch those annually. The Grinch. So we definitely fire those up annually and kind of dig in. And then my mom makes a lot of traditional food, so we usually lean in to Grandma on the food stuff. That's pretty much it. They do go visit. There's this one Santa on Long Island who is incredibly legit in appearance. He's got an actual twinkle in his eye. So we sometimes go visit him, even though they're pretty old now, because everyone's not quite willing to admit that it may not be him.
You and I both have something in common. We believe in the spirit of Christmas, and we still believe in Santa Claus.
I firmly believe in Santa Claus.
I do, too.
I think you'd have to be a Scrooge. You'd have to be a real jerk.
Is your favorite Christmas movie It's a Wonderful Life? What would it be?
It's a Wonderful Life and White Christmas. I mean, it's a toss-up. I love those musical numbers. I love both of those movies.
You know what's great about those old movies like White Christmas? My mother used to make us watch all those old movies every single year, and I appreciate it so much now because you have guys like Bing Crosby who could sing and dance, but Danny Kaye, I feel like, was the triple threat. He could sing, he could dance, and he was super funny in these movies.
So funny.
Yes.
He's so funny. Such a natural, such a good listener.
Right.
So connected, such a good physical actor. I know. He's fantastic. He really is.
And
the Poor Jester is one of my favorite movies, too, actually. It's a unsung hero of the comedy pile.
Do you think those type of movies will come back around?
Well, I think, again, the holiday ones probably have legs longer than the other ones because because again, it's such a time of tradition. Like you're always revisiting your favorite stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
So whereas in other movies that I might love, you know, whatever, that you've seen 100 times, you're not as inclined. Even The Wizard of Oz, we don't watch as much as we used to, because there used to be 3 channels on TV, and so everybody right. would watch The Wizard of Oz every Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But, you know, those holiday movies, I do feel like we dust them off and revisit them every year. I mean, The Grinch alone, look how many remakes there have been. It's kind of incredible.
One of my favorite holiday movies is Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd, when Lewis Winthorpe III takes a salmon out of his Santa suit, and it gets caught up in his beard as he's chowing down drunk. That right there says Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. That's a good one. I'm going to show that to my kids, actually. I haven't thought about that one in a while.
Isn't that nice? As parents, we try to self-medicate over the holidays, don't we?
You know, I prefer the term let loose.
Okay. I like that.
You know, why not? We just try to let it go. I mean, look, that's why I wrote this song, Sugar and Booze. I think it's life is hard. We're really busy.
Right.
We're really stressed. We're culturally exhausted right now.
Yep.
And I think it is really, you can feel it on a nationwide level. Everybody would like to press pause, have a moment, and just, you know, let it rip for a second. Unbutton your pants. Just let it just settle in, you know, and let a couple weeks pass by with at least a couple days pass by with some sugar and booze and, you know, and connect with people, and then we can get back at it in January.
I'm going to have some sugar and booze tonight. Anna Gasteyer, make sure you pick up her album. Anna, great to talk to you.
Hey, great talking to you.
You're the best. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
For over at Seasons Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
Wow. My mouth's watering just thinking about those balls.